So let's finish out talking about cabozantinib, and why don't we start out talking about your 64-year-old man?
So this is a patient who was treated on a phase one trial up in Boston. The patient with kidney cancer with sarcomatoid differentiation, so he had a clear cell tumor. He had quite a few prior treatments before he went on this phase one trial. He had had sunitinib, gemcitabine, everolimus, and another phase one VEGF receptor binding agent. This is Tony Choueiri's trial that he presented at ASCO last year. He was then started on cabozantinib, otherwise known as XL184, which inhibits not just VEGF, but VEGF and c-MET. So after all these prior therapies, he had a partial response within 8 weeks of starting the drug. He was on trial from August of 2010 to March of 2013, so almost 2.5 years, and he came off due to disease progression. In Tony's presentation at ASCO, obviously a very small study, only a few centers doing it, but there are a couple examples of this kind of story where we were seeing activity in patients where we typically don't see much activity, or we certainly don't see greater activity with the fifth line agent than we did with the first line agent. So while cabozantinib has its issues as far as dose and schedule and toxicity issues, it's certainly the type of agent that many of us would like to see develop, because it may be something about this MET combination that helps us overcome resistance to angiogenesis and may also make these agents active in bone. There are a couple examples on this trial where they saw responses in bone mets, which we rarely see with the VEGF targeted drugs, and it's a place where the drugs often fail. So it's now an FDA approved agent in thyroid cancer, and it's being tested in phase three trials in prostate and kidney cancer.
I was going to ask you if this man had bone mets.
Not that I know of, no. But there were other cases presented of patients with responses in bone.
And I don't know whether you or maybe anybody else, one of the things I've been trying to tease out is when you see these bone scan responses, do you also see symptom responses, bone pain, et cetera, getting better?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Have you actually seen patients like that?
Sure, yes.
And I think, kidney cancer, prostate cancer.
I mean no. Kidney cancer.
Oh, no, prostate.
But he showed images, I think two or three cases, a few cases, where you saw the imaging changes. But I guess there are too few for us to know whether or not they also cause symptom improvement.
I suspect that a response based on some early phase trials that we've done, response in bone radiologically with the sort of turn off of the bone scan, it correlates with a symptom reduction that's very significant. They come off opioids, not just in prostate cancer.
And I ask everybody who's had any exposure to this, any theory about why the bone scan gets better? And I think it's unprecedented as far as I know, isn't it?
Well, I think that MET signaling is very important in bone, and VEGF signaling also seems to be important. We've seen responses on early studies we did with sorafenib in prostate cancer where the bone scan was rendered negative. And so I think there may be something unique related to MET, but it also may have a VEGF factor in there. Whether there's something else about this compound that's important, I think we don't know, and we haven't tested it against anything head-to-head, and I think we need to do that so that we've got some comparative data.
And what's happening right now in terms of the development of this in renal cell?
There's a phase three trial. It's about to start at our place and around the country, comparing it to everolimus in the refractory setting. There's also a phase two trial that they hope to launch in the cooperative group, comparing it to sunitinib in untreated patients. So it's a randomized phase two.
And again, both of them do not have crossover?
I know.
Anything else that you see happening in renal cell cancer of excitement that, you know, maybe in the next couple of years is going to be something on the horizon we might see coming into the clinic? You've been talking about, you know, big leaps forward. Any ideas where that might come from other than immune therapy?
Well, I mean, so Neil, you know, we've talked about it already, but the big leap forward that I think we'll have in a couple of years would be if the adjuvant trials are positive. I mean, that's what's on the horizon that we'll get data at first. And I think right around that time, we'll probably have results from these phase three immune therapies. So the way you can cure the cancer is in the adjuvant setting, right, is to add and cure people there. So that would be our best hope right now.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Clinical Investigator Think Tank on renal cell carcinoma.